This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Brother East, Brother West. This is a fun group. They've got a brand new album coming out on the 29th of August. And here with me today, one of the band members of Brother East, Brother West, John Nania. John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Mike, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Brother East, Brother West, let's start with the name of the band. And can you kind of give us a genesis on how you guys got together?
Yeah, so I'm originally from New York, born and raised, and I've lived in a lot of different places. And I moved here about 16 years ago. And the guitar player and vocalist, Jamie, he moved here from California about the same time. And we met at an event for our kids at the elementary school that they would both attend. We had two boys about the same age. And people in Omaha, they all know each other. And my wife and I and his wife and he did, we looked out of place. So we kind of gravitated towards each other. I had lived in California. My wife and I got married out there. So we had something in common there. Turns out we were also neighbors. So we became friends and spent, several years raising the kids. And he said to me at one point, he said, hey, when the time's right, let's play some music. So he's a teacher, had a particularly bad day, and called me up and he said, we need to play some music. So that was probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And he and I started working as a duo, and we played around town quite a bit. And we were doing a lot of different shows, working a lot of different venues. And then we came upon a drummer from St. Louis who had also moved here, Brendan. So the three of us are transplants who have all made their home here in Omaha, and we absolutely love it. The town has been so good to us. We actually wrote two songs about Omaha that are on the album, and we have just had a great time. So we've been playing around the area, around Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, for the past 5 years, and every year we'll go out of town and do a little tour. We did a tour of California this year, and we decided around Christmas time last year to record an album. We had all this material. People love it. They come out, they sing along to it, and we decided that we were going to record an album.
That's fabulous. That is just fabulous. How would you describe your concerts? Is there a specific genre, or does it depend on the venue at which you're playing? How does all that work?
It depends on the venue that we're playing at. So really, as a group, we wanted to work a lot. So we, there's a lot of different ways to approach that in this town. So if we're playing a winery, we'll do music that's tailored to people that will come out and experience music at a winery. If we're playing a rock club or a bike night, we'll do music that's appropriate for that. It really depends on the venue, and we've probably got about 250 songs that we can run through of different genres, of different eras, and we try to see how things are going with the crowd and tailor the experience to what they're doing.
Okay.
And what they're enjoying. Yeah.
Okay. Saturday, August 29th, Reverb Lounge is the place to be at 61st and Military. Doors open up at 6:30. This is the album release party. First of all, what's the album called?
Well, it's self-titled. It's called Brother East, Brother West. And it's 8 songs that we've been playing and people have come to enjoy. And we are, we're really proud of this. On the 29th, we've got a couple of special guests that are going to be playing with us. So people that know Jason Bernstow, if that name is familiar, who is a great solo artist and was also the frontman of the Nines, he's going to come out and do a short set. We have a great band from Lincoln called All Star City Blues. A lot of people are familiar with them. They're going to be coming out. They're going to be doing a set, and we're going to have some people join us throughout the night because we've had some help on recording the album from a lot of folks in the area who play in local bands and are pretty well known throughout the area. So they're going to come and join us, and we're going to make this a fun event for everyone.
You've been playing music a long time. You didn't just come out of the garage here out of high school pull the band out of the garage type of thing. In making this album with these guys today, at the age you're at today, how do you see your approach as being, you know, your life experiences having a positive impact on the creation of this album versus if you were doing this in your, just say, 20s?
Well, obviously we have a lot more life experience and a lot more that has happened to us to draw upon, but also just the playing over the years, you get more comfortable with what you're doing. You get a little bit more in tune with each other as a group. And I think when you're in your 20s, a lot of musicians are kind of playing for themselves. You know, you're young and you want to show what you've got, and you may not exactly be playing in a band experience or listening to what's going on around you, as you should. As you get older and as you have more experience working with a group, it's like a team. Everybody has their part to play. Everybody has their role to play. And there's a time to play, and there's a time when not to play. There's a time when the spotlight's on you, and there's a time when you have to be supportive of the others. And I think we brought that to the songwriting as well. We try to stay out of each other's way and let each other shine, and at the end of the day, let the song come together in a natural way. Not something that's forced, but something that's very natural.
This album, Brother East, Brother West, is available on CD, vinyl, and all streaming platforms. Love that this is on vinyl. What prompted you to make that decision as a group?
Well, it's something that a lot of people are coming back to. I actually am a vinyl salesperson, and I've seen the resurgence of it. People love it. There's a magic to it that you're just not going to find on digital platforms. And when we decided to release this album, record and release it, we decided that we were going to produce something on vinyl because we have a lot of friends and fans and people that love the experience of vinyl and have gotten back into collecting and have introduced their kids to it, which is incredible. We have a lot of young kids that really don't even know what a CD is. They collect vinyl. That's how they listen to music. And you got everything old is new again. At one point, we had even thought about doing cassettes because that's starting to come back, and that's a great analog source of music. But we really couldn't find someone that could turn cassettes around in a rapid fashion. So we just did the CD and the vinyl. Sure. And streaming, obviously.
Sure, absolutely. This event on Saturday, August 29th at the Reverb Lounge, this is actually open to all ages. I'm assuming that was also by design.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's free. There's no cover. There's no charge to get in. And we did want to open it up to all ages because we do have families that come out and see us and they bring their kids. And it was by design because we want kids to experience this and not feel like they're left out. We do play venues where there are all ages allowed, so we've gotten to know some of the younger fans that enjoy this music and wanted to make sure that they were able to come and experience this evening as well.
Well, it is Saturday, August 29th at the Reverb Lounge. You can find information at brothereastbrotherwest.com. It is a brand new album release party, and you are invited. He is a big part of Brother East, Brother West, and his name is John Nania. John, congratulations on dropping the new album. Nothing but the best of luck on everything you and the guys are doing.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you, and thank you for everything you do for the community.